Prem Rawat, widely known by the honorary title Miraji, has dedicated his life to spreading a simple message that each person has a source of peace and fulfillment inside themselves. His message is from the heart. He speaks about the possibility for each person to find peace within, regardless of circumstances. If you are looking for fulfillment and peace, he says, the solution lies within. If that is what you want, I can help.
So, guten Tag. That's about the limit of my... I'm glad that we have this chance and that this event could happen. The main thing is that you in your life experience and enjoy the gift that you have been given. We have such a bad understanding of life. So bad. Then in fact, if it was a driver, we would never let him anywhere near a car. It's true. Because we don't understand the greatest gift that we have been given. We are so busy in rationalizing everything that we do. This is normal. This is what we do. We justify how important it is every day to wake up and do all the things that we have to do. We actually justify all the things that we have to do. We actually call it being practical. You know, what is the most important part of a boat? Do you know? The most important part of a boat. I know, because it happened to me. So I know which is the most important part of the boat. You know what it is? Huh? No. There is a plug at the bottom of a boat. And in this plug, it has to be screwed in. If you don't have that, forget it. You can have a perfectly good engine. You can have a perfectly good rudder. And God forbid you come to a stop. Because so far you keep moving, it'll be okay. But as soon as you stop, it'll start to sink. And it happened to me. Long time ago in Miami, we used to have a small boat on these hooks. And so it had come one day and it had rained, and so it was full of water. And so somebody thought, well, let's drain the boat. So they undid the plug and they put it somewhere. And some dog or somebody got hold of it, and there was no more plug. I asked somebody, I said, can you put the boat in the water? And they did. And off we went, and all of a sudden you look, and where's that water coming from? And so then I realized, so far you kept moving, you were okay. But as soon as you came to a stop, the water would start percolating up. Now, how expensive do you think this part is? Very cheap. But its importance is amazing. Even if you lost the engine, you would be adrift, but you'd be okay. If you lost your anchor, you'd be adrift, but you'd be okay. If you lost your rudder, you'd be adrift, but you'd be okay. But if you lost this thing and lost your engine, there's no chance you're going to be okay. No chance. You, as a human being on the face of this earth, can only function when you are whole. Try that for size. You can only function as a human being if you are whole, complete. Otherwise, you cannot even properly function. You cannot be. You cannot be complete without knowing, without understanding, without feeling the value, the essence of yourself. Doesn't make any sense. You will function, but like a robot. You will do what others tell you to do. And then you will wish and thirst and yearn for happiness, for peace, for joy. Not anger. Not anger. Not fear. What are you afraid of? Are you afraid of things? And why do you do some of the things that you do? Because you're afraid. The consequences. This is what the world has slapped on your head. This is the consequence. 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 I want to tell you, to have peace in your life. I want to tell you that you should have joy in your life. I want to tell you that you should be in that most beautiful place all the time without threatening you. So you realize how difficult it is. And it is difficult. It is difficult. Because one of the things that you need to court in your life, invite in your life, have in your life, is clarity. Like when the people go on those fishing boats, you know? They go way out into the ocean. It's rough. They all have life vests on. You need to have clarity wrapped around your neck so that not a single moment is spent in this world without clarity. Clarity. If you had clarity, you would see what your heart wants, the fulfillment that a fulfilled human being, it is the fulfilled human being who will be the best father. It is the fulfilled human being who will be the best friend. It is the fulfilled human being that will be the best mother, that will be the best girlfriend, that will be the best wife, that will be the best daughter, that will be the best son. And yet you do all these things. You try to be the best father. But if you are not complete, you are not going to succeed. You try to be the best mother. Try. But you are not going to succeed if you are not complete. Your call, your want, your wish and the day, you know, the day you accept this, you have found the truth. That's the truth. We are told, and the whole world is waiting. Somebody is going to come and fix everything. Somebody is going to come and fix everything. Now, who's going to fix it? Who's going to fix it? When you recognize in your life how blessed you are, there is no question that remains. No question remains. That if something has to be fixed in this world, guess who's going to have to do it? Us. People of this earth are going to have to do it. There's nobody else. And so, it is us that has to learn to live with each other. It is us that have to learn to accept. Because you're on the same boat. There is no other boat, and there is no other boat coming. There's no other boat coming. You better become friends. And the Messiah of Messiahs, the Prophet of Prophets, the God of gods is inside of you, accompanying you on this journey of life, fully equipped by the blessings, fully equipped. And all you have to do is awaken. Awaken. Awakening doesn't happen once. Awakening has to happen every single day. Because the day that awakening does not happen, my friends, you're back to sleep. A lot of people get into this whole thing. Whatever is God's wish. That's what will happen. Of course that'll happen. But what is God's wish? Are you listening? Because God is wishing every day for you to be conscious, for you to be really alive, for you to be enjoying, for you to be in that peace. This is what is the blessing. He's saying, I bless you with peace. And you're like, nah. I don't want peace. I want you to understand your own passion for peace. Your own journey. Your own life. And in its importance. Because these things that we think are secondary are not. They're primary. Primary. That's all it is. It's how you think. How you approach it. How you approach it. What changes when you are in love? What changes? What changes? How you see that person who you are in love with changes. You don't see the mistakes anymore. You don't see the imperfections anymore. What you see is love. Of how much you love. Is love a practical thing? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. It's not convenient and it's not practical. But is it marvelous? And can you lose yourself in it? Of course. And does it make you feel good? Of course. Even when you feel bad, because of it, it can make you feel good. Of course. And when you fall in love with that indestructible being that's inside of you, then that is the ultimate state of love. Because this love can then last for the rest of your life with no change. You know, time has its claws on every love. But even the time cannot touch
this love.
Somebody came up with the idea of immortality. Surely there must be immortality. And when you are in sync with this breath, with this existence, that's as close as you're going to get to immortality. No more. And if you get any closer than that, you will not be able to experience it. Because you will lose the vessel that can feel. That's what your life is about. That's why you're here. That's why you were born. That's why you were born. It's not about all the other things that you can do. But that's why you came on the face of this earth. You know, surely you have seen this, that as you will age, your senses will dull. Smell, sight, hearing, taste. And this progression will go on and 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 on till it'll get to a point where it can't go any lower than that. Zero. But do you know that even though the senses dull, the ability to enjoy does not. It remains completely intact. One 100%. It doesn't dull. Touch dulls. Seeing, definitely. Hearing, smell. And even the ability to formulate statements. Memory. But the ability to enjoy does not dull with age. So, you see where I'm getting at? You better have something plugged into this. Because you've got things plugged into this, right? And this, and this, and this. But if you got nothing plugged into this, and this is the only thing that's gonna be there all the way till the very end. Ay, ay, ay. Never too late to start, huh? important. Extremely, extremely, extremely important. Because this is the truest of the entertainments. The comfort, the joy. Enjoy, 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 enjoy. This, the infinite business, this is one of its traits. You know what I mean? Of all the things, like, this is its trait. You feel that in you, and it makes you happy. Now, I call that divine. That's that very good programming. Not sad. Not sad. Not confused.